your mercy continue to give upon us. We thank you for the rain you gave us this weekend. Father, we ask that you open up our ears. We ask that you give us understanding and wisdom to continue to grow. Allow these boys to grow to be good warriors for your cause, for the kingdom of God. Give each and every one of us, give to brothers and sisters throughout this world. Give us all strength and understanding. We ask these things to be prayed. Amen. And it's a 2 June, Joe 40, but in the Masoretic, it starts, actually the Masoretic starts Joe 40, but in the 2 June, it starts 39, 31, is what we're going to start with. Let's do this. Do you guys remember your verses from God the Creator? Let's go ahead and get that little circle, go around the circle, I'll come up to the front. Just go ahead and stand up. And we'll start with you from the front.
This is Genesis
2,
Wisdom 1:22-24. For God created man to be immortal, he made him to be in every country of the church. Isaiah 45:18. For thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it. He hath established it. He created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is none else. Revelation 4:11. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and love and power, for thou hast created all things. And for that said, they are and were created.
Jeremiah 32:17. Our Lord God, he has made men in the fire power and outshed some, and nothing too difficult to do.
Colossians 1:16. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether spiritual dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him.
Isaiah 40:28. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the heaven and earth, neither faints nor is weary.
Isaiah 43 says, and even everyone that is called by my name, I have created him for my glory, I have formed him and made him.
Go ahead and start in the center. We're going to center our way up here. Yeah. Go ahead and keep going. Yep. Thou answer me. Do not set aside my judgments, and thus thou saying that I have dealt with thee in any other way, that then that thou mightest appear to be righteous. So he's saying, I'm giving you judgment to show that you are righteous. So don't think my judgment is wrong. My judgment is right. On four again. Hast thou an arm like the Lord's, and dost thou thunder with a voice like his? Assume now a lofty bearing and power, and clothe thyself with glory and honor, and send forth messengers with wrath, and lay below every haughty one. Bring down also the proud man and the apostate at once, but consume at once the ungodly, and hide them together in the earth, and fill their face with shame. Then will I confess that thy right hand can save me. But now look at the wild beasts with thee. They eat grass like oxen. Behold, now his strength is in his loins, and his force is in the navel of his belly. He sets up his tail like a cypress, and his nerves are wrapped together. His sides are the sides of brass, and his backbone is a cast iron. This is the chief of the creation of the Lord, made to be played with by his angels. I was confused about this a little bit, why he's going to describe, so I asked around, and I asked Kevin, and I looked online also too. Dinosaurs is the kind of description of this. This is a large creation that he's describing here. This is a large creation that he has created. He's seen that. And I also have down here, it says, can be used for mock, because the hands can be marked with for the play over. And then he had gone up to a steep mountain. He caused his joy to be quadrupled in the deep. He lies under trees of every kind by the papyrus and the reed and the bulrush. And the great trees make a shadow over him with their branches, and so they were bushes of a field. And there should be a flood, he will not perceive it. He trusts that Jordan will rush up into his mouth. Yet one shall take him in his sight. One shall catch him with a cord and pierce his nose. But wilt thou catch the serpent with a hook and put a halter about his nose? Or wilt thou fasten a ring in his nostrils and bore his lips with a clasp? Will he address thee with a petition, softly with the voice of a supplement? And will he make a covenant with thee? And will thou make him for a perpetual servant? And will thou play with him as if a bird, or bind him as a sparrow or a child? And do the nations speak upon him, and the nations of a shall share him, and all of the ships come together would not be able to bear the mere skin of his tail, neither shall they carry his head in the fish vessel. He's once again describing this large creation. And he says, are you able to tame it? Are you able to catch it? Are you able to even pierce it? No. And he's just questioning. He's asking these questions to Job, and Job is the answer. So he says, Job's heart was angry at first. You know, why do you think we're happening? And he says, you have no reason to. He says, you can't even capture the creation that created and even tame it. You can't even make it your service. Then 27, but thou shalt lay thy hand upon him. Once, remember the war that he has waged by his mouth, and let it not be done anymore. Hast thou not seen him, and hast thou not wondered at the things he has done? So, once again, he's just describing, he says, if you are accusing me and saying my judgment's not right, stand up and do these things. Any questions on that? I have real personal just in there and phone that I can find right to help guide us on that. The board's verses will be based off of Micah 6:8. He has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Don't you choose a verse between either justly, mercy, or being humble? Justly, you can find a definition of justly can also be right or even perfect. So you can find a definition or find verses that would be considered being righteous or being perfect. Mercy, that's also referred to as the Apostle King said, teach us a phrase to forgive others as you will forgive them. If you don't forgive them, then he's trying to forgive you. That's mercy you're trying to upon someone. He even provides rain to the just and unjust. That's merciful. So we can find verses like that. And being humble with what the Lord provides you and giving you. Find verses that you're being about being humble. You can choose any one of those three. For the young man, I've got verses for you guys. Verses on you as a laborer. I got a little example here. Paul was speaking to the king. Agrippa in Acts 26:20. He said, first in Damascus, and in Jerusalem, and then in the whole country of Israel, and among the Gentiles, I preach that they must repent from of their sins and turn to God and do the things that would show they have repented. That's something the Good News Translation was kind of the best one to actually say, to teach them to repent from their sin. That's pretty much what that means. And then in Colossians 1:28, it says, in him we preach, warning every man and teaching every man, making every man wise, or making every man in all wisdom, sorry, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. So Paul had taken his labor to be preaching to those around him. That was his labor he did. And he just choose any verse to show any labor you can be able to do and put it into practice. And it goes with your boys too. When you choose one of those verses, put that into practice for now on. Either humble or being merciful or even being righteous, striving to be perfect. So, any questions on that?